So let's see, you have several patients here under the category of interesting patients. They all look kind of complicated, but maybe you can sort of kind of get from a teaching point of view, summarize kind of what happened with the patient. And from your point of view, you know, what the key teaching point is, maybe beginning with this 41-year-old lady.
Sure. So she's an extraordinarily complex patient, and it's just a good example of sometimes what you can see at a teaching institute. So she presented last year. So everything that's going to have happened will have happened in just a little over a year's period of time. But she was diagnosed with lambda light chain myeloma, but she also had evidence of amyloid in her bone marrow. So she presented with high calcium and evidence of lytic disease. So pretty typical newly diagnosed myeloma. She didn't have anything particularly worrisome on FISH, and she didn't appear to have obvious evidence of cardiac involvement with her amyloid. And so the decision was made by her local oncologist to start standard induction therapy with lenalidomide, bortezomib, dexamethasone. She initially had evidence of response based on her light chains, but then appeared to plateau. At that point, a follow-up bone marrow was done, and she had gone from about 85% plasma cells at time of diagnosis to 40%, so a good response, but not really ready to be collected and proceed with transplant. The treating oncologist then decided to use daratumumab, bortezomib, dexamethasone as second-line therapy. And again, she had evidence of response based on light chains and decreasing plasma cell content in her marrow, but it was kind of a slow response. And notably on cytogenetics, every time she would have a bone marrow, there would be new clones evident. So a little bit concerning that her disease was becoming more aggressive. Her daratumumab therapy with bortezomib was complicated by development of unilateral pleural effusion, and she had multiple taps initially, which showed no evidence of malignancy. She was referred to me with the question of should they continue the daratumumab bortezomib dex. She was still technically responding, so I said yes, and we eventually got her to the point where she was at 20% plasma cells. And in discussion with the transplant team, we thought perhaps we should just call this good and try to move ahead. But while she was off therapy, she developed back pain, and she was found to have new extramedullary disease, which was causing spinal cord compromise. She was having increasing problems with the pleural effusion. She required radiation and just ended up having a very complicated course along the way as well. She presented with a stroke, and we still don't really understand what led to that. She ended up getting some bendamustine with initial response, and then again, progression, and her progressions are very aggressive. So she has extramedullary disease, medullary disease. Again, on her marrow, you keep finding new clones, and her performance status is unfortunately significantly worsened throughout all of this, including with the stroke. So at this time, I have her on pomalidomide, exazimib, dexamethasone with the thought that we're getting a proteasome inhibitor and an IMID in. I was really not willing to offer carfilzomib because of her amyloidosis and all of her pulmonary issues. And at this point, we're really just trying to control the disease, but we unfortunately don't have a long-term plan. She's clearly not an allogeneic stem cell transplant patient, and she's not even an autologous stem cell transplant patient. So I thought this was just a good example of how you can have a young patient in today's era of having all these therapies available, and you can still have very bad outcomes.
What's your family situation? Does she have children?
She does not. She's single, and her mother always comes with her for all of her appointments. Until recently, though, she has been still working.
So, I mean, myeloma is not an easy disease to treat in general, although, as you say, it's certainly gotten a lot better. But this really sounds like a very, very challenging situation. What's it been like for you to take care of her at a personal level?
It's been difficult. You know, she's somebody who remains very positive throughout this, and I don't want to be all doom and gloom every time I see her. But I really feel that, especially early on when I was just seeing her periodically and the local oncologist was kind of doing the day-to-day things, I always felt like my job was just to deliver bad news over and over again. And that's really difficult. She's very young, and I don't have any long-term options for her.